Item 3, from the Superintendent, House of Correction, requesting authorization to grant an extension to an existing contract with Aramark Correctional Food Services for the provision of food service at the county correctional facilities for the period of January 1, 2014 to December 31, 2016, in the amount of $9,912,516. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Mr. Haferman.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors.
When I took over the operations of the House of Corrections, one of the things that became apparent is that our food service contract, which provides inmate meals for both the House of Correction and the county jail, was going to expire at the end of this year. So we looked at different options, and one of the things we came up with, and I met with Aramark personnel, and I'm sorry to introduce anybody. On my right is June Jackson. She's the budget and fiscal manager at the House of Correction. She just started her position in July. And next to her is Jake Sweeney from Aramark Correctional Food Service. Basically, we got together and seen if there's any way that we could look at a sole source of extending this, if you will, extend the contract or continue the contract past the expiration date. I met with Aramark personnel. They were able to put together a proposal, which we believe was prudent to bring to the attention of the board. This proposal is a reduction in the meal price for the first year. It's a three-year continuation of the contract, if you will. There's a reduction in the first year. There's also a reduction in the food price for the second year, which is a savings of roughly $155,000 over the two-year period. Also included in their proposal, if we continue the contract, is they will supply $150,000 worth of capital improvements to both the House of Correction kitchen and the kitchen at the county jail. This is improvements and upgrades and equipment that would be paid for by Aramark, and the installation would also be covered by Aramark. The other part of the proposal is they would run an into-work program for inmates, in which inmates working in the kitchen facilities would actually receive specific training in addition to working in the kitchen. That would be the practical aspect. They would receive classroom training in kitchen operations and sanitation. After they completed that program, they would get a certificate from Aramark Correctional, which would say that they completed this program, and this would help them hopefully find employment once they're released from custody in the food service industry. And it would be a certificate from a nationally recognized company. The cost of that program is roughly $15,000 a year. I think it's $15,400. So over the course of the 3 years, it would be $45,000 that Aramark would also be including if we continue this contract. We took this approach. It was sole source. We researched what the CPI would be, what the actual meal cost would average to be, and again, I thought it was most prudent to bring this to the board's attention to see if you'd like to go ahead with continuing the contract.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to move approval.
Okay. We have a motion for approval by Supervisor Borkowski. Supervisor Staskunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can I just ask why you didn't put it out for bid or look for, you know, some competitive bidding on this? I mean, this contract, as I read it, it looks very good. I mean, in many ways, it's a cut. It's less funding and everything. But can you explain why it wasn't put out for a competitive bidding process?
There was an option. If we would have put it out for a competitive bid option, it probably would have taken longer than the December 31st to get that process completed. We would have then had to enter into an agreement with Aramark to continue food service past it as we were going through the RFP process, which they were willing to do. One of the issues, too, is we looked at the cost that they were providing. And again, based on the CPI, and Ms. Jackson can address that, there actually was a significant savings where they were reducing the price of the cost of food. The other issue, too, is we also found out when this was originally put out for bid in 2008, Aramark was the only company that actually bid on the contract. So again, since we determined there might be limited people or limited corporations that were willing to bid on a contract of this size, you have to remember they're preparing 3,000 meals each sitting, and that's quite a capital investment they have to have in this area. Aramark has a warehouse that is close to the House of Corrections. They use this as a hub kitchen. So it just made sense to see if it would be possible for them to continue the contract. We could have gone with an RFP. I don't know. Again, I can't predict how that process would work out. It was an option. Again, had it not been for Aramark to step up and reduce the food costs for 2 years and also put the infusion of capital, we would have gone ahead with an RFP. But since they came up and made this proposal, which we thought saved taxpayers money, we thought it was worthwhile bringing to your attention.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, just my comment. You know what? I'm going to vote no. I'm unwilling to, you know, approve an almost $10 million contract and tie us for 3 years when it hasn't gone to an RFP. We haven't put it out for competitive bid. You know, Mr. Hafeman just said it'll save the taxpayers money. Well, it'll save it on the old contract, but maybe we can save the taxpayers more money. A $10 million contract without any competitive bidding is a problem. And so I'm going to be voting no on this, and I would encourage other supervisors to do the same. The other alternative I would see is a one-year extension with Aramark, and then let's put it out for bid. You may be right. Maybe there's nobody else out there that is willing to bid on this, and maybe this is the best contract we can get, and that's good. But right now, it's all unknown. I don't know if this is the best deal for Milwaukee County taxpayers or not. And you don't, and none of us do.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Totally recognize my colleague's concerns. From a guy who's been down here the longest of anybody, I can tell you that, yes, there was no other bidders in 2008. I'm all for, you know, going through the motions of seeing what else is out there. However, we also forget that, and if you've had an opportunity or if you have not had an opportunity to take a tour of the House of Correction and take a look at the needs in that kitchen area, the fact that Aramark, and I'm not sure what the genesis of this was, but $150,000 investment on equipment is not chump change. The policy is that the company makes that contribution when the contract expires, and let's say Aramark does not get the contract again. Milwaukee County, in essence, inherits that new equipment, and I think that that's also something that needs to be looked at. And are we going to get the same kind of opportunity if we go to RFP? So then we have all of this other infrastructure costs that we need to pay for. So, you know, dollar wise, penny foolish. I'm staying with my support of this.
Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have some of those same reservations, I guess, but tend to fall on the side of what's already been articulated by my colleague, Supervisor Borkowski. Should this go to RFP, I would hope, Mr. Hapman, that the training program that's been defined here would be included in that RFP as well. I'm going to support this contract as it stands, but I'm curious to know how many participants are anticipated in the training program.
Based on the number of inmates that we have working in the kitchen, we could probably, and depending on how the program goes, we were projecting about 100 inmates per year. Could be more, could be less. You're always going to have those inmates who don't complete. But I think we would be able to do at least 100 inmates a year that will be going through that program.
Thank you. I'm going to be supportive of this, and I think I'm swayed particularly by that training program effort. I think it's an enlightened approach. Thank you.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Superintendent, during finance, personnel, and audit agenda setting, we had the discussions with respect to this contract. And there was to have been some consultation with the comptroller regarding an amended resolution. I wanted to know how far you have gotten on that.
Actually, I'd turn it over to counsel because we did discuss it, and they did look whether or not we can do it. I realized that was one of the issues that was brought up.
Attorney Grady.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, we have had some discussions in the last day or two about this issue. As has been noted, this process did not follow Chapter 32 of the ordinances. It was written originally in 2008, as my understanding, as a procurement or as a professional service contract. However, no insult to the food service industry, but it doesn't fall into qualifications, I think, as a professional service. It belongs under Chapter 32 as a non-professional service contract. And in this process didn't follow Chapter 32. There was neither bidding nor RFPs. And so what the House of Correction is doing through the superintendent is asking your approval essentially to do a sole source contract. And it's been my office's opinion that the board as a whole has the authority to do that. It's an authority that should be exercised rarely, but you have the authority both under Chapter 56 and under Chapter 32, I believe, for appropriate reasons to do a sole source contract, whether it's for an emergency, you know, life-saving, health, et cetera, kind of emergency, whether it's to avoid, you know, or because there's unique qualifications involved, for example, and exempt a project from DBE participation, for example, whether it's sure. any reason that is appropriate. He has given you reasons, and they've been echoed here in the discussion. So the bottom line is I told them I believe that the county board can do this despite its noncompliance with Chapter 32.
Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you. And understanding that there has been a transition from the sheriff to the superintendent regarding the control of the House of Correction, as he indicated earlier, I don't believe that we have time before January 1st of 2014 to issue an RFP. So this may be what we have to do at least for 1 year, if not 4 to 3 year period. So I'm just putting that out there also. Thank you, Mr. Grady. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Just a clarification. So, Mr. Hafeman, when it was determined that we didn't have enough time to solicit an RFP, we requested a proposal from the vendor, and did we provide any direction in terms of what we wanted? Did we never say, you know, what would the terms be for a one-year extension, or is this just what you're bringing forward? Were there multiple options?
We received, well, the discussion was whether or not they would be interested in continuing the contract. They did. I then told them that if we were going to do that, we'd have to do something that would enhance the county to continue the contract, some type of cost savings, some type of infusion of capital, programming activities. We did get one proposal to extend it for 1 year, and we also, this was the second one with a three-year proposal.
Can you elaborate on what the one-year proposal would be as an alternative?
There's roughly a savings of $88,000.
Right. The 1 year would have been at a 3% savings on meal cost, and it's still included in the work program for 1 year, correct. So you would have roughly, how much savings would that be?
$88,000
on the meal service, and that would still include the $15,400 for the into-work program. It would not include any capital improvements or any reduction in the price for the second year.
Other members? Supervisor Stascunas?
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Well, I guess if today's not the appropriate time, I'll be, you know, submitting an amendment at the board meeting to turn this into a one-year extension so that it can then be put out to an RFP. I regret the fact that our committee and the board has been put in a position, as Supervisor Johnson talks about, the fact that it expires December 31st. We're sort of put in a box, and now we're asked to approve something because it's expiring and there isn't time to do something. Well, it doesn't mean we have to, you know, respond to that sort of, you know, problem. Yes, I haven't been here as long as Supervisor Borkowski, but I've been here long enough to know that, and I've been around long enough to know that approving almost a $10 million contract without an RFP for 3 years isn't good business. There's a lot of new members on the board. Maybe we should be doing business differently than we've always done it. I've been here long enough to have had a spirited conversation over a $21,000 paddle boat contract at the Lagoon, where we talked about DBE participation and competitive bidding and the whole thing, and that was, I think, $21,000. Now we're almost at $10 million. So I'm voting no today. I'm going to be submitting that amendment. I really think that's the proper way to go about this. I would be really surprised that if the board would approve a $10 million sole source contract without the competitive bidding.
There was mention that this was discussed in agenda setting for finance and personnel, but it does not show it as scheduled that way. Is it agendized for personnel and finance?
I believe so. Unless something
Are you aware, Mr. Hiffman?
We were at agenda setting. I didn't check to see if it had been agendized yet.
Okay. I know three or four items were taken off, but I'm kind of fuzzy.
I understand it was referred by the chairwoman.
Okay.
And I do believe it to be on the agenda.
Okay. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now that I'm aware that the process followed was not in conformity with statutory expectations, I think what Supervisor Staskunas has suggested in terms of the amendment is probably a good mid-course to pursue here, allowing time for the RFP, and at the same time permitting the assurance that the taxpayer gets the best benefit available. So I'll be supportive of that notion. I don't know how we want to deal with this, if we want to pass it through to the board and then amend it on board day.
If the pleasure of the committee is
One moment. Attorney Grady, what options will be available to the board now under current law? Is this contract subject to an up or down vote, or may it be substituted or amended, either in committee or at the board level?
With Act 14.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, we are still conducting our analysis of Act 14, but I guess what I would give you is what I would call my preliminary reaction. My preliminary reaction is that it's probably not subject to amendment by the board under Act 14, and it is an up or down vote. The other possibility would be obviously subject to the co-chairs of finance, I believe it's Chairman Cullen this month, accepting an amended resolution from the House of Correction, should they want to offer such an amended resolution. Short of that, I think the answer is that this is not amendable by the board.
So while this, one option would be an amended resolution submitted by the department that could be scheduled. Would a similar resolution under suspension, if this one were defeated, be acceptable? I should say a resolution on the same topic, but with a different recommendation more in line with that Supervisor Staskunas outlined.
Mr. Chairman, I'm hesitant to give you an off-the-cuff answer to that question, but I have to remind you have your separate counsel for these issues. That doesn't prevent me from providing counsel.
Sure.
But I believe that the contract recommendation needs to come from the administration, I believe. And so I think the answer to your question is no. But that's a hesitant answer.
Okay.
And again, I would like
tentative. Okay. Supervisor Weishan and then Supervisor Johnson.
Question for Corp Counsel, because I believe that if we gave a negative recommendation out of this committee, still goes forward to the county board, and then wouldn't it be appropriate then to do a substitute with the board directing our policy decision to say we will authorize a one-year extension and an RFP. We're deciding a course of action versus negotiating a contract. That is a viable option, is that the failed item goes before the board and then you do a substitute resolution directing on the issue.
Mr. Chairman, I
Act 14.
Substitute resolutions have been used with respect to property issues, and I believe that probably is appropriate. This is a standard, quote-unquote, standard contract issue, and I don't think the statutory authorization is the same for the county board in those situations. Frankly, the easier answer is assuming this contract is rejected, you have at least one, if not two more cycles this year that the administration could come back to you with whatever its solution to that rejection is, and I think that would be the way to deal with it if it can't be dealt with before then.
Thank you.
Thank you, Attorney Reeves. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The independent fiscal, he was with the county board, but independent fiscal and budget managers indicated that this item is scheduled for September 19th before the Finance Personnel and Audit Committee.
Thank you. Supervisor Broderick.
Could we hear from the executive's office on this matter?
Ms. Fulton, is there any comment from the executive's office?
Not sure what you're looking for.
Well,
he does run the place, right?
Yeah, we're kind of dependent upon this being brought back by the executive, given the limitations placed on us by Act 14. That is still subject to interpretation, but as far as we understand it now, so I think it would be helpful to know what your position on this matter is.
And this is why we chose to come to the board. We have, I think, a good option here. If you would prefer to do an RFP, I think that's an option, too.
Well,
I'm not sure if Aramark has said they're interested in a one-year proposal.
That was one of the options presented, apparently.
Yes, they would, in fact. I'm assuming that you're still...
Ms. Colton, I think one of the issues that the supervisor may be asking relative to the executive is whether or not the executive supports a three-year no-bid contract of almost $10 million, and whether this is in some way different from other contracts like transit, where despite maybe not having a competitive bid previously, you would still want a competitive bid now. Is there some reason that this would be treated differently from the executive's perspective?
I think, as the superintendent has said, I think it's a timing issue in this case.
So then why would the direction not be for a one-year contract, just like we went through on a different transit contract, that a multi-year extension in such a situation can be problematic? Why would we not seek to limit our exposure?
Well, I can answer that. We did look at the one-year contract extension. It was a viable option. But you have to keep in mind that it only had the 3%, and it only had the program paid for 1 year. So what we were looking at with the three-year option, that included a reduction for the second year, also the capital infusion, and the fact that we would have this programming for 3 years covered at their cost. So it was my opinion at that point it was prudent to bring it to the board because of I thought it was significant savings. A one-year option does save money also, and it does give additional time to do an RFP. And I didn't anticipate that if we get an RFP, if we would have that same infusion of capital. Certainly the programming was going to be put into that, but this seemed to be the best way to go, or at least bring it to the board's attention for their review.
Mr. Chair, may I add to that?
Certainly.
The reason for the capital infusion is because just recently the Sheriff's Department had a steamer breakdown. Their oven is no longer serviceable. Those are the first two items that we thought would be replaced, but we are able to make the decision which equipment we'd like to replace first. In addition, and I looked back at the prior RFP, and I looked at the price that we were paying. We were paying 17 cents per meal, $1.17 per meal back in 2008. They're proposing the same price. So to me, it just seems something very prudent to bring to the board. We have a vendor that's willing to give us 2008 prices, the programming, and the captains that we need.
Okay. Supervisor Broderick.
All of that is fine, but I don't think it addresses the issue. The issue that we confront is limitations of the act that's been passed by the legislature that limits our ability to alter in any way the contract. It seems to me our only course of action here, if we want an RFP, is to vote this down here and have the administration bring back whatever they view as being appropriate. They brought us this, so apparently a $10 million contract with no RFP is acceptable to them. I don't know how else to interpret that. So given all of this, and as much as I'd like to be supportive, I take seriously the concerns that have been raised about the lack of an RFP, And now we'll vote no on this in an attempt to expedite the process.
Supervisor Borkowski. I'm sorry. Supervisor Staskunas, then Supervisor Borkowski.
I'm actually much better looking than Staskunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We won't
That was recorded, wasn't it? Good.
Let me just make a suggestion. I don't want to embarrass anybody, certainly not Aramark, who by all accounts has been a great vendor, a great partner, and I do agree with Mr. Hafeman on his face. This looks really good, and you know, I hope that when it is put out to RFP, Aramark bids, and it comes back very similar to this. I would just maybe suggest, instead of voting it down, why don't we just not vote on it? Let's just put it to the side and not vote, not embarrass them with a no vote. I think the county executive's office has a pretty clear direction on what we're looking for, which is hopefully a reissued one-year extension, and we can just vote yes on that at the next county board meeting rather than having a no vote. And I don't want to express any negative feelings towards Aramark.
Is the motion for layover, which would take precedence? Motion is for layover. Any questions on the motion? Seeing none, call the roll.
On the motion to lay over, Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to lay over is approved.
So the item is laid over by this committee. It is still in front of finance.
Yes.
And I think you've been given good advice. With that,
thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Motion to take 4 through 9, all the little ones together.
Okay.
It's everything under 10,000.
Okay.
Very good.
Did you want to take it all together?
If you want, I don't know if anybody had an issue about 10,000 being there.
All right. I said, like, input of the committee, if there is any objection to taking items 4 through 9, which are basically all claims under $10,000, taking those together. Does anybody have any of those that they'd like to call out for separate? You can still ask questions on them, certainly, but we could take those all together if that's acceptable. Yes. If not, let's call items 4 through 9.